proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Ospin with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting you another radio Bible broadcast. We continue our look at the kings of Israel by looking at Jehu's successor, his son Jehoahaz. The author of 2 Kings chapter 11 remarked that Jehoahaz, quote, did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, and followed the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, which made Israel to sin. He departed not therefrom, unquote. God sent the armies of Syria to oppress Israel. These military forces captured several cities, leaving Jehoahaz with a diminished fighting force and diminished equipment to wage war. The king cried out to God over this matter, and God, quote, gave Israel a savior, unquote. Since the text did not reveal the specific identity of the savior, it could have referred to Jehoahaz himself fulfilling that role. After Jehoahaz died, his son Jehoash, also known as Joash, his son Jehoash succeeded Jehoahaz as the king of Israel. Jehoash also, quote, did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. He departed not from all the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin, but he walked therein, unquote. Jehoash was involved in an incident with Elisha the prophet, according to 2 Kings chapter 13. As Elisha lay on his deathbed, Jehoash, the king of Israel, came to visit him. The king seemed to regard Elisha as a spiritual leader, addressing him as, quote, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof, unquote. Elisha told the king to shoot an arrow eastward through an open window. Jehoash did so, at which point Elisha identified it as, quote, the arrow of the Lord's deliverance and the arrow of deliverance from Syria, unquote. The prophet then asked the king to strike a group of arrows onto the ground. Jehoash did so, albeit only three times. Elisha angrily rejoined, thou shouldest have smitten five or six times. Then hast thou smitten Syria until thou hast consumed it, whereas now thou shalt smite Syria but thrice. 2 Kings chapter 13 recorded the fulfillment of this prophecy. Quote, Jehoash, the son of Jehoahaz, took again out of the hand of Ben-Hadad, the son of Hazael, the cities, which he had taken out of the hand of Jehoahaz, his father, by war. Three times did Joash beat him and recover the cities of Israel, unquote. After his father Jehoash had died, a new king of Israel took the throne, named Jeroboam, but known as Jeroboam II. This king reigned for 41 years, a longer reign than any other king of Israel had. Nonetheless, according to 2 Kings chapter 14, Jeroboam II, quote, did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. He departed not from all the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin, unquote. Jeroboam II did at least have one positive accomplishment during his reign. He, quote, restored the coast of Israel from the entering of Hamath unto the sea of the plain, unquote. After the death of Jeroboam II, his son Zechariah followed him as king of Israel. He also did evil in God's sight, as his father, his grandfather, and his great-grandfather had done. Zechariah reigned for only 6 months before a man named Shalom killed him. We will look at Shalom in our next lesson. Zechariah was the final monarch from Jehu's dynasty. Jehu and his descendants had ruled Israel for more than 110 years. What God promised to Jehu, he performed. This is Mark Ospin with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.